Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Anita. This is Rambles, and this is the third time I've done this episode. I appreciate my listeners and their patience. I accidentally deleted the second time, and the first time it started late, so I was like, I'm starting all over. I'm up in my feelings. Mostly because I think my period's almost due. I know you're like TMI, but it's true. Last week was that PMS week, so I was like, I want chocolate. I want dairy. Yeah, I want pizza. I want chocolate. I want pasta. I want gyros. And after a writing workshop, I was like, I want gyros. I'm not sure if I want gyros or if I want macaroni and cheese. I get big dairy kick. In college, I went through a phase where I was on a tomato and cheese kick. So that involved Mexican every day during my period. Yeah. Are they enough? Unless it's like food poisoning, Mexican doesn't bother me. Even Taco Bell, I have an immunity to it. So anyway, enough about that. The Manchester concert was yesterday. And it raised over almost 300,000 when I was doing a few hours before my show. And if you want to look it up or promote it, One Love Manchester, then on early Sunday morning, because England is 5 hours ahead of the East Coast, there was another terrorist attack. My thing is, London's over 1,000 years old. They've had their share of terror. They know how to rebuild. I mean, you know, ISIS keeps on doing it. Like, dude, really? They were bombed every day during Blitz attacks during World War II, and they bounced back. What? Let's not act like this city's new to rebuilding. I give them credit. I mean, you know, respect where respect is due. That is a city that will bounce back, come back strong. They have a queen who's been there forever. They've been at one time ruled like 75% of the world. They know how to rebuild. Oh, Covfefe. And my co-host is like, this thing's talking. I don't know what he thinks. I mean, he likes it when I walk him and pet him and give him food. So anyway, last week I was sort of mean to him because of the Trump thing with the Covfefe tag. And I was just like whisper to my co-host, Covfefe, and just walk off. And he look at me confused. You know, it's bad when the dog is like, that's what everybody was wondering. Just admit, it was a typing. I typed the wrong thing. My bad. You know, people would have respected. But no, it's like he was watching Blades of Glory. And he used the Blades of Glory excuse. For those who don't remember Blades of Glory, when Will Ferrell was on the treadmill talking about my humps, like the mystery of it, that's what Trump did. Instead of being like, I messed up, I apologize. I mean, really, you're tweeting at 1 o'clock in the morning. You're supposed to be running a country and you're tweeting. Mm-hmm. Another topic, another day. No, only a few people. And then Sean Spicer's like, a few people, I respect the loyalty, but your cosign's a mess, really. How much are you getting paid to blindly drink that Kool-Aid? Do I even want to drink that Kool-Aid? I mean, that's like some cult Kool-Aid. You remember the whole Waco thing? Yeah, that's some cult Kool-Aid they're drinking. I mean, it's not even loyalty to the country. Loyalty to your family. No, you are cult Kool-Aiding this mess. Wrong, just wrong. 15 different ways of wrong, just really. But that's in a place where every couple of weeks, places are, we needed the humor. It wasn't even Democrat, Republican. We could all come to the consensus. This was funny. And based on something a counseling client said, If your husband's up tweeting at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to wonder what's going on. If your teenager is tweeting at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're going to be like, what? But we have a president, a Cheeto in chief, who is tweeting silly stuff at 1 o'clock in the morning. I mean, even if it were like a national emergency, okay, I guess. Even though I was like, dude. But given, and as a millennial, a lot of millennials, especially the tail end of the millennials, use a lot of Twitter. So I get there were like, I don't know, Queen Elizabeth II was in a coma or died. I get tweeting at 1 o'clock in the morning because, like I said before, England's 5 hours ahead, so it's international news. But to vent at 1 o'clock in the morning, really? No, I don't. That's not presidential. It's not even professional. And frankly, sometimes I get annoyed with the word professional, but it's not even a responsible thing. Come on now. You have a little red, and it's not even a little red button from like Staples, which is one of my favorite office supply stores. I don't know. I like Staples. Did it have the little red button? No, you have the nuclear warhead button. I go pressing on the Staples. Nothing's going to happen. I'm wondering if he has dementia. It's like, shouldn't there have been a psych evaluation? No. Like I tell my co-host, who is laying here, sleeping, because he's old. I think he's like, in dog years. He's similar to the same age as Trump. Like, Superman is about 67, so he's a little younger than Trump in dog years. Because I think he's like 67 in dog years, and Trump is going to be 71. But anyway, yeah. This is, I can't. Long 3.5 years. Let's just make it through. So, enough with me venting about politics. So, everything else is good. I'm hoping to have my novel finished. And if you'd like to order, much like myself, you can email icaga2004@gmail.com. Again, the email address, if you're interested in flower soaps, icaga2004@gmail.com. And the novel writing is going, it's going. I've been writing out of order, so it's like got part of the second book, part of the first book. I get an idea. I can't sleep. So, and very interesting when you're an author, because then you're hearing conversations in your head in a borderline schizoid way. But then you realize, oh, it's just my characters talking, and they're not trying to harm me. So, deprivation way. And then when you finally go to sleep, you forget about them. The really great ideas. If you've ever seen the comic about the writer should have like a little hat on, have all the ideas that come out when they're sleeping. Yeah, that's how a lot of writers feel. And the best ideas come when you're sleeping. Like, why? And soap making's going okay. Gotta work on some new soap later. Had a business group meeting 2 weeks ago, and it went really well. It was informative. I need to get new business cards for the soaps. Very irresponsible on my end. And I had another crap quality client during the last episode. Well, not the episodes from this weekend, but the episode of May 21st. So, and initially it was my fault for setting the time to meet at 8. So I did the show. For those of you who don't know, I usually do my show at 6 o'clock East Coast time. And if you were listening, I started the show at 5:30 because I was supposed to meet with a client at 8. So I was like, okay, I don't want to reschedule. That's unprofessional. Then, after rescheduling my show, they called to cancel because something happened with their car. Okay. So we reschedule for Tuesday, which was the 23rd. I get there. They don't tell me they're in another city. It's like, well, why didn't you send me the address? Oh, I was busy. could send me a cancellation. Why not have sent me the correct address? And I even talked to them on the 19th about it. Verified that, oh, yeah, that's not, okay, so it's this one, right? Yeah, sure. Really? Honest, and I have even discussed with members of my writing, I just want to have an annoyance fee. Because that's very rude. And it's, I know some people say, well, it's unprofessional of you to complain. And it's unprofessional of you to not send the proper information. Yeah, that's time consuming because I have to reschedule, take the bus, get there, wait. If I'd have known like 4 days earlier, I would have never agreed to that customer. But they didn't respect me. So, you know, you share energy. You cannot expect somebody not to be mad if you can't send them the proper information and they waste their resource. We have went over this before on a previous episode about how time is a non-renewable resource. I could not get those 4 hours back. And frankly, I should have charged them for those 4 hours. Then why PayPal that money? Let's face it. Your actions have consequences. And it's not just my generation that has this entitlement. No, other generations do too. Look at baby boomers. They were raised under a Dr. Spock book. At the time Dr. Spock wrote that book, he had no children. And the children he ended up having was a teenage stepdaughter. Really? You didn't go through the growing up phase. And even with the teenage daughter, you had her after the book. Could have at least sent an apology. It's like, you know what? This book was not even the best thing. I apologize. I disavow and, you know, did that. But no. Sarah Gamantra gave me advice about that book because, you know, I like Sarah Gamantra. You know, Sarah Gamantra. I go to her for advice. We got in a discussion about that book because she actually read that book. I'm like, I don't plan on having kids till I'm 53, so I'm not really in a rush to read it. And frankly, given how baby boomers turned out, I'm not even sure if I want to read that book. I'm better off learning from, like, my co-host. And he's still laying here, which is good. He's resting. He's old. He had a walk last night. He's on his Devo. So, yeah, I'd be better off. Stuff I learned from my friend's dog. I could write that book. It's more effective than Dr. Spock's. So, yeah. And sometime this week, I will be starting my period. And I just want to sleep. Maybe eat. Yeah. Probably eat some spaghetti and sleep and eat chocolate. That's it. It was never a bad one. Never cry. Oh my gosh, I'm in pain. Like my bio mom had that issue. It's like, oh my gosh, mine is like, okay, it's here. I got my supplies. Even when I first started, it was like, oh yeah, I started my period. It's like, okay. Know where the pads are? Because I had a history of kidney and bladder problems. It's like, yeah. Okay. So I got to give you the birds and the bees speech. Don't have sex, and if you do, use a condom. It's like, that was a disappointing speech to wait until your ovaries are squeezing out eggs to hear. Like, I thought it was going to be longer. I thought it was going to be informative. I got the 90-second mark. So, yeah, I thought it was going to be so much better than it was. So disappointed. Very disappointed. At least I had a good gynecologist when I was, like, late teens. Early 20s, love. I mean, you know, you have to have a good one because they're poking around up there. You have to, and they're not even giving you a drink or anything weird, you know? The key to optimum health, have really good doctors. So, yeah. And I have an episode coming up in 2 weeks. I would like to be back on my normal schedule. And I appreciate you guys for being okay with the fact that I've been off schedule these last 2 episodes. So the episode I would like to do is about the word allow, because in my mind, I think that's one of the most important words, because I've allowed so many messed up things. And looking back, it's like, why? You allow a lot of stuff, and that's not good. So, yeah. 2 Sundays. So the Sunday after next Sunday will be the next episode. I'm Anita. This is Rambles. And have a happy Monday. Okay, bye.